The 12 European countries forming the continent's Eurozone face a mediocre short-term economic future, according to a new report issued by the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Unemployment, government spending limits, lack of labor mobility, and inadequate funding for research and development are among the obstacles to economic growth in the 12 European Union countries that adopted the euro, the OECD says. As a result, it says, the Eurozone is unlikely to meet its goal of becoming the world's most dynamic and competitive economy by 2010. Not only has the economic downturn lasted longer than expected, says senior OECD economist Paul van der Noord, the leading author of the study, but the short-term prospects for Europe are not likely to brighten.
We also believe that the optimism that was widespread, say, around 1999-2000 about the longer-term growth potential of the euro area economy, now with the downturn, look less credible. And we think that the best way to boost the economy would be to embark on structural policies in three main areas.
Those areas, according to Mr. van der Noord, include greater competitiveness, more innovation, and more flexible employment policies. Efforts by France and Germany to revamp their costly pension systems drew praise from Mr. van der Noord.
The idea has gradually sunk in that the way to boost the economy is precisely by changing some of these institutionalized mechanisms like early retirement and pensionable age and what have you. And France and Germany indeed have now pursued this route.
But Mr. van der Noord says the budget deficits of the two countries are still too high. Mr. van der Noord says the 10 new European countries expected to join the EU in the coming months should not be overly worried about the region's mixed economic outlook. The current downturn, he says, is part of a typical economic cycle. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.